This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we told you about some interesting things with Nassau County. What do you say we find out what's happening in Suffolk? Back-to-back, belly-to-belly as far as our spotlight segment is on Long Island are concerned. And we gear up now for the legislator in District number 13 right here in Suffolk County. His name, of course, Rob Trotta. Always great to talk with him. Robert, how are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you aboard here. So, in essence, it looks like the red light cameras will be undergoing a major study, let's say, for $250,000, Mr. Trotta?
It's a sham, a waste of taxpayers' money. It's nothing more than them keeping them going, and they don't care about safety. All they care about is money, plain and simple. It doesn't get any simpler. I mean, you can look at it at its most basic level. If you have cameras where accidents are increased over 100%, which is at over 32 of those locations, wouldn't you shut those down if it was about safety? Any normal person, a five-year-old, would know, oh, my God, we have to shut these down. They don't. They want the money. It's all about money. I mean, a very evident thing is the $30 surcharge. Okay, we were making millions of dollars, but we needed more. So what do? We put a surcharge in. You know, it's a joke. It's actually to the point, until the Democrats are voted out and the Republicans can take control of the legislature, there are no checks and balances. We can do nothing. So the people listening today, you know, in Smithtown, it doesn't matter, we're Republican. For the rest of this island and the rest of Suffolk County, they have to elect Republican legislators, plain and simple, or you're going to be feed to death until you have no more money. It's plain and simple.
You know, this was just pure damage control. You could just sense it with this study. And listen, the cameras, and we've stated this a million times, the cameras are just not right. You have to suspend the program completely. You don't need to do studies. You want to kind of gear up for it again in a year after everything's been complete. Listen, AAA is chiming in on this, that there are some massive problems here. I don't think just a regular study will kind of fix what everybody knows is going on here.
First of all, we'll talk about the study first. The study is a total sham because, having been a cop and filled out hundreds or thousands of police reports, there's nothing on there except the little code on the side that says what the officer thinks was the contributing factor. And it's always driver inattention, whether they're texting. It doesn't say what it is. So unless they go interview someone, and you think someone's going to say, oh, yes, it was the red light camera. They're not going to say anything. I just didn't see it. They're not going to say anything. It's a sham. Now, if I want people to go out there and Google red light cameras around the country, Google red light cameras in Marco Rubio, Florida, there's scandal after scandal after scandal involving these cameras. It's a total, it's based upon technology from 100 years ago. Okay, so there's nothing to do with science or engineering. It's about money. It just came out, and actually the guy from AAA came out and said, we're greatly concerned because a lot of these locations you put cameras up, there was only one or two T-bone accidents in the years prior, and you're putting them up and it's four or five T-bone accidents. So why are you putting a camera up where it really wasn't a problem? Because it's about money. I'm telling you, if you were to give me subpoena power, which what I put a bill in, which will be laid on the table, it'll be coming out, if I could investigate, put a guy in front of the legislature and swear him in, we had one guy from Nelson and Pope came in and totally 100% contradicted what he told me. Now, what he told me is memorialized. I know exactly word for word what he said. I can't do anything to him for coming in and lying. But if I bring him in, swear him in, and he repeats what he says, he's going to be charged with perjury. And this is leading towards, put it this way, if I was still in the FBI or still in the police department, I can guarantee you I would get to the bottom of this, and they would suspend this program in 5 minutes. Because they know there's big problems going on. It's all about money, and it's nothing.
Of course it's all about money. If you're telling me a program generates $32 million in ticket fines for the county every year, that's what it is. It's about money.
Now let's think about the next thing. Wouldn't you think, oh, if there's accidents and there's problems at these locations, you would take some of that $32 million and fix what's going on, redesign intersections, change turning lanes? No. All this money goes to do is pay the police, and I don't blame the police for their contract, but the politicians who gave them a 28% pay increase. Anybody else listening to this program get a 28% pay increase? Anybody get three times the cost of living every year for 8 years? It's absurd. Oh, you know why they did it? Because Ballone and a lot of legislators took obscene amounts of money for their campaigns. You know, I can go through it. Bill Lindsay, very nice guy, $179,000 used PBA money used for his campaign. $179,000. Sarah Anker, $146,000. How do you go against that? How does a guy who raises $20,000 go against $150,000?
So, Rob, what's the answer? It's almost like you're fighting a losing battle. Why even bother anymore?
You know something? I'm starting to feel that way. But you know something? I'm not going to stop. It's not my personality to stop. I put a bill in for campaign finance reform, which means you can take all the money you want from any union you want in the world, but you can't vote on that contract. Right? You can't vote. You don't have to vote on that contract. Do you think it'll pass? It never got out of committee. Now, let's think about this scenario. My brother-in-law owns a painting company. He doesn't do any government work, zero. But if he were to do a paint the bathroom in the H. Lee Dennison building for a $2,000 contract, I couldn't vote on it. I would have to recuse myself. Right?
Yeah.
So I have to recuse myself. People can take $100,000 in campaign money or $150,000 in campaign money, and guess what? And go vote on their contract.
Yeah.
What planet is that okay?
It just doesn't seem like it's working. I'll tell you the system right now. Well, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you had a conversation with a county executive?
When I told him he's out of his mind to keep Burke, and he looked at me and said, "I stand by him."
There you go.
That was the last. Listen,
The point I'm trying to make is the dialogue just doesn't seem to be there.
No, it's not. Look, they got themselves in. If you look at the county budget, it goes about $50 million a year. About $47 million of it is the police contract. And look, I want to say this. I'm probably going to the last time I'm going to say it. I don't blame the cops. I don't blame the union guys. That's their job. Their job is to get as much money as they possibly can. I blame the system that the politicians who stood there and took that money. And if you take $170,000 from somebody and you get elected to a position because of that, when that contract comes in, what are you going to do? You're going to vote for it because you wouldn't be sitting where you were if it wasn't for them.
Right.
The system is broken. This isn't hard to fix. I need the people listening to this to get out and vote for Republicans. And guess what? If the Republicans don't go along with me, which they will, I'll ask you to vote for somebody else. I'll get somebody else in. I'm not going to stop till this is fixed because it's insane what's going on. And the candidates we have now are on board. They're ready. They're talking about the issues. If you notice correctly, you don't hear any Democrats talking about this. It's only the Republicans. It doesn't get out of committee. Campaign finance doesn't get out of committee. Why?
Yeah.
Because they want the money.
We're talking with the legislator of District Number 13, of course, Rob Trotta. And you know, listen. Besides the cameras and the fees and everything else, you got a big time deficit here. Trying to close a loophole. Are you sold on the fact? I mean, is it just a pipe dream regarding the Amazon headquarters second location in Suffolk County?
I would say, you know, listen. We need something like that. I hope it's not a pipe dream, but based upon this county executive, you know, so everything's show business with them. You know, I literally, he couldn't debate me because I know the facts. I pride myself, you know, my history is in investigations. I look at every little aspect of everything. And he just talks in half-truths and innuendo. It's sickening.
So
it's starting to the point where I'm getting fed up.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're loving the job.
Oh, you know, it's frustrating. Look, if I get seven Republicans, if we get seven, I can control it because now I control their bonding. We won't be bonding $1.2 million for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Wyandanch. We won't be bonding $500,000 to design a brick square building. It's mismanaged.
Isn't it terrible when we're talking about, you know, party lines and having enough people on one particular line in order to get anything done that is constructive?
You need checks and balances. There's no checks and balances. You know, the other night they passed this $250,000 wasteful spending for another study. By the way, we get a study every year on the red light cameras, every single year. So what do they say? It's a fraud. So now one of the legislators has to leave. She has a little medical issue. She has to leave. She's fine. It was going to be a six-month study. They're extending it to a one-year study. And, of course, by the time that study goes out, it'll be, you know, they'll find it, put it out to bid. It'll be 6 months from now. So now we're talking about 18 months before we know anything. You know, in 18 months, that's another, you know, $50, $60 million taken out of the taxpayer's pocket.
Right.
Listen, I am begging the people listening to this program to vote for Republicans. We want Rudy Soderman on the East End. We want Picarello. We want Gary. We want these people to win.
And listen, one thing on these red light cameras, all you have to know is that rear end collisions are up 30%. So,
generally, you know,
what does that tell you? That people are slamming on the brakes because they're in fear of getting an $80 ticket on top of another fee on top of that number, and they're in fear of it. Thus, what you are witnessing.
When you're in the police department, they teach you right away, when you have a car accident in the police academy, if you're doing a car accident, get the cars off the road and get the police car out of the way, right? So clear out the intersection. Because what happens is people see the police car and hesitate or slam on the brakes and do things they normally wouldn't. It changes their behavior, just like the red light cameras do. I mean, I use the analogy. My daughter's driving up to a light. It turns yellow. She slams on the brakes. Boom, she gets rear-ended. Guess what? There was no camera there. But she thought there was a camera there. But that accident was caused by a camera that wasn't even there.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you, as we approach, 4 weeks away, do you expect a little bit of a turnout here as far as the voters?
Listen, I'm going to try to, you know, the most I possibly can for these candidates to get them out. No, I don't suspect there's going to be a huge turnout. I mean, you know, people, listen, we have Democrats that are supported by the Conservative Party. You think the Conservatives are going to get up and go out and vote? But, you know, they've had it. The system's broken.
Well,
so
it is broken. The cross endorsements are just out of control here.
It's absolutely out of, you know this returning candidate's being supported by the Green Party and the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
So what's going on? You know, whatever. It's to the point where it's comical, and people are getting sick of it. But I'm trying to tap into that frustration to get people to say, listen, the Democrats have dug us into a $2 billion hole with a $190 million shortfall this year, right?
Yeah.
And we're raising, you know, the police district tax, we're raising everything.
It's
crazy.
It's a tough deal. One thing I do know, that Rob Trotta will remain in the 13th district for another term.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody's even running against me. There's a very nice woman who I've never met, but she doesn't show up at anything. So, you know, I'm going to take my energy and take it off my race and give it to the other people.
All righty. Well, listen, try and enjoy yourself, will you, please?
All right, I will. Thanks, Jay.
Rob, down somewhere in Jupiter, Florida. Hopefully the rain will stop. You'll be able to do a little golf.
Oh, boring. I don't know. Listen, I might not be the smallest guy in the whole world, but I'm leaving beautiful Long Island. I'm sitting here looking at pouring down rain.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to, you know, 5 days in a row here. Look at this weather. It's insane.
I know. And I'm sitting down here.
Listen, we'll talk soon.